Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. My name is Daniel and I will be your host today. So in this episode, it's just a little bit of like, it's a short episode. I think it's going to be a short episode because I don't really have a structure and I don't really have main topics or point of discussion. But I just would like to share some thoughts and sharing with you guys my current state of mind right now. And I think what I hope for making this episode is just to be more honest. I feel like there needs to be honesty that I want to, you know, that I want to spread as much as transparency, vulnerability, and honesty in life. And yeah, so basically this episode is that, I hope. But I just want to say, like, I'm thinking of making this episode just because I realized something. I think that for the past of my life up until now, back then or in the past or, you know, sometimes in the present moment or something like that, have I ever really think that I am enough, you know? It just kind of like come across to me right now. I think it's the question of whether, you know, it's like feeling inadequate and everything like that. And I think it's like, you know, when we were younger and we, you know, have problems and we have insecurities, anxieties, we are shy, awkward, it's more acceptable, quote unquote, right? I feel like that sometimes. And I feel like as we get older, the world feels a little, give us more expectation of feeling like an adult, kind of, if that makes sense. I just kind of feel like sometimes as I get older, sometimes like the world or society is telling me to, you know, to be a certain way or, you know, to be confident or to be assured of yourself, and there is less of, you know, excuse as to why you make mistakes or as to why you will behave in an abnormally or something like that, if that makes sense. I just kind of feel like sometimes, you know, and I think that I recently ponder with the question of age. I feel like, does age give you more wisdom and experiences, or does age actually is just a number and something that, you know, is something that, it's just a number. It's not really, doesn't hold any meaning to it. But I ponder that question because, like, you know, as I'm older, I'm not going to tell my age, but I'm in my early 20s. But I think as I get older, I just realized that, oh, holy shit. Like, sometimes I think it's just like, oh, you know, I'm responsible for my life. And to some extent, sometimes I wish that I still feel like, I just wish that, you know, there are less pressure for us to grow up. You know, sometimes I do feel that, because sometimes like we are all in our different journey of, and we are all like racing in different races. And I feel like sometimes age is just a way society puts on us to forces us to fit into a certain mold, you know. By the age of this, you achieve this goal. By the age of this, you need to be a certain way. And honestly, like, I just kind of feel that pressure. Sometimes it kills the individuality of people, of a person, you know, for me as well. Like, and I just want to say, like, I think from like a self-compassionate perspective, I think there needs to be less judgment of like how we should behave in a certain age, you know. Honestly, like, to each their own. I feel like sometimes, like, if, you know, if you have a parent, like, you know, if you're a parent and it's your role and job to be a parent, you know, it doesn't matter like how old, even you're 18 and you're a parent, you need to be a parent, you know, you need to have that role of a parent. But But to say that a 27 years old need to have a job, sorry, need to have a house or need to be settled down or need to start being in a relationship that is long terms of potential, like it has a long potential, long-term potential. It's just a little bit like, give us a choice. I feel like sometimes that I feel like I wanted to have a choice of like where I wanted to be in life, like a certain life. And I feel as well, like with social media as well, like, you know, I get into this habit of like looking at celebrities or singers or performers or actress, actor, and realizing that, you know, some of them like are being so successful in such an early age or in my age. And look at me now, like since I do compare that, or even like not even like the A-list or celebrities, also even like the YouTubers, podcasters, or, you know, Reddit posters or anything like that. I feel like sometimes all of those social media and all of those stuff actually just makes me feel like there are just boxes for me to tick as I get older. And sometimes I don't want the world to tell me the boxes that I need to tick. I want to determine when I want to do stuff and if I don't want to do stuff, and that's okay as well. But yeah, I think it's just that, like, I don't know if you guys can relate to this, I don't know if you guys can relate to what I just said, but I honestly feel like that, getting older, the expectations that we put, that society put on us, the milestone, quote unquote milestone of life that is so associated with age, it's so overgeneralizing, and it's not suitable for individual person, individual needs, you know. And I think, so what if we're not confident by the age of 21? So what, we're still shy when we're an adult? You know, there are no needs to, I just feel like that sometimes, you know. I feel like sometimes, like, a part of me is like, oh, I'm still shy, I'm still anxious, you know, I feel socially anxious, and I feel awkward during situations, and sometimes that is becoming less acceptable by society as I get older. When I was a teenager and I react and I was even worse with that, it was more acceptable and understandable. But I just sometimes wish that society can extend, be more compassionate and understanding, and I feel like we need to realize that, and we need to give that understanding and compassion to ourselves as well, to realize that, you know, to realize that there are no needs to be expectation that comes with age. You know, you reach your own goal in a certain way. You know, whatever age you are, you can start at any age. There is no limit to it, if that makes sense. But yeah, I think it's just, I just wanted to, that's what I just kind of like realizing at the moment. But, you know, and I also, like, in the same breath, I do think as well that as I got older, I'm becoming more wiser and more confident. And thank God that's with age, you know. And I think with experiences, with years of living as well. And, you know, and I think, like, for me, the more confident I feel because of the life experiences that I had has nothing to do with the expectations of what society puts on me, if that makes sense. Like, I remember people will call me very mature when I was 19, you know, for my age, you know, and I've been getting that a lot when I was younger, very aware, self-aware and stuff like that. But, you know, and I think it's just so wrong for us to think that, you know, a certain age group need to behave a certain way. You know, I think it just diminishes a lot of in our individual needs and our individual characteristics and personalities, you know. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, you know, in the same breath as well, like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, I just kind of sometimes feel like the milestone sometimes that society put on us also, in, not only it gives us so much pressure, but it also sometimes is very wrong in a sense that, like, you know, some people might not find happiness by, you know, at the age of 27, you know, having married and having family. That's not probably for everyone, you know. Maybe they want to start their family at 34, 35, or even earlier, 18 or 19. It's each to their individual, and I feel like sometimes when we don't reach that milestone, there are a lot of judgment from all around us, and actually forces us to do things that we don't want to do, and hence, in return, it actually makes us very unhappy. So I feel like, you know, why not create in a world more of understanding, and also for us to really just, you know, to understand that what we need and what we want, and what we need and what we want is also something that is, that matters, you know. It's, at the end of the day, it's our life that we live, you know. As you get older, I realize as well, like, that, you know, it's my life, it's my own life, you know. I'm not under my parents anymore. They're not responsible for me anymore. So in a sense, like, it actually makes me, the benefit of that is actually, it just leads me to believe that, no one is able to tell me, it leads me to believe that the positive aspect of it, it leads me to believe that, I can do whatever I want as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. But this life is, I experienced this life, and other people's opinion does not dictate the way that I need to live my life, you know. I'm not living life for other people, like, you know, in a sense of, like, I'm not living life to make other people happy and pleasing what they want, like, what they want to see in my life. But I want to live my life according to my own bits of drum, and how I see, and how I want to conduct myself in life. And also, but the one of the responsibilities of it, with that power, is that, you know, sometimes when you feel sad, when you feel in a distress, you are responsible to, you know, whether you need to get help, or you need to change something, or you need to do that and stuff, blah blah blah, you know, you are responsible for your own life as well. And that sometimes is scary as well once we get older. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys have a nice day, and take care of yourself. Please get some rest, get some hydrated, and, you know, do whatever your body needs. And for mental health, go to outside, go to nature and everything like that. But thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Bye.